This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Properly speaking, today we're looking at types of businesses that we are allowed to do inside the residential complex. If any, and Philip Schoeman from Remax is here.
So I don't know what's allowed or what's not allowed. You know, if there's an old granny in the complex who makes killer samosas and they are a hit with everyone that keeps her busy all day, all night, you know, you can tell that granny is making a killing. I don't know if Philip is against that or not. If Philip will shut granny down. Philip, you know Philip, ne? I don't know. He's an enemy of progress.
No, this one is a good-natured guy. There's no way he can actually shut it down.
So he's
Philip, good morning.
Are you good, Philip?
Thanks for having me. Yes, thanks.
So, I mean, really? There's a granny there, man. You can tell. And the samosas are nice. And she offers you three. Says, Philip, taste chicken, you know, beef and what. And you're like, wow, this is great. You're going to shut it down?
Maybe because I might have a bakery that, you know, that I want to rent out. But, you know, for the most part, no. I think some businesses are small in at its inception, and they never grow to where they need new premises, and or they never bother neighbors. Like smelling samosas all day won't bother me.
But then would you say that there are some sort of businesses that are like allowed to be ran inside a residential complex? And we're talking legal businesses, of course.
Yeah, so, you know, of recent, since COVID, it's become a thing. And there are obviously some businesses that can semi-legally operate from there. It's not ideal, you know, at the end of the day. We need to always ensure that the integrity of the home operation or the unit remains living and working. But it's a great way for businesses to start up. And there are certain businesses that never put pressure on the integrity of the complex. They never push parking limits. They never have a through fare of clients that bothers your you know, other residents in the complex. They are very low impact. Let me use an example, like IT businesses, consulting, online consulting, online stores, even attorneys, psychologists. They might have one at a time clients. Also, some complexes lean themselves towards having businesses in them. I've got a specific complex in mind that has about 80% of the units actually face outwards towards the street. And obviously then, you know, clients coming to visit you won't have a real impact because you have your own through fare from the street side. But if you're looking at normal estates, most estates are like this. They don't have their own road access. In fact, they were built to not have their own road access. And this obviously puts pressure on internal parking and the other residents there. And most cases you'll find it's not the municipality or Philip that shuts you down. It's your neighbors. If your neighbors will lodge complaints with the municipality because it's, yes, obviously in contravention of bylaws, it might be in contravention of the, well, 90%, 95% it's going to be in contravention with the body corporate rules and regulations. But it's now who's going to enforce that?
Sure.
Somebody first has to complain. The body corporate then has to take a decision to say, okay, cool, this is now putting pressure on us because we've received multiple complaints. Or sometimes it's just one neighbor that might be vindictive. You know, in certain cases like that, it helps being good graces with the, you know, directors or what do you call them?
The body corporate or whatever.
In most cases, they won't really make a move because they like smelling the samosas.
But then, Philip, I mean, with what you've mentioned right now, I don't know if those were some of the challenges that a business owner might face in a residential complex as compared to if they were in an office park or a business park.
So in a business park or office park, you also have similar businesses, or not similar businesses, just other businesses, which helps to add to your ecosystem. That's free clients, if you will.
I hear you.
You know, they close by. They're probably going to use you anyway. It was designed for this specific type of use, so you can also put up branding, which obviously helps you with being more noticeable. Your advertising outdoor becomes easier. Whereas complexes might not allow you to do that because it's going to change the integrity. Even though you might have street access, it's still going to change the integrity of the complex. Sorry, could you just add to that question?
No, I was just saying some of the advantages, someone who's in a residential compared to if they decided to go to a business complex or an office park.
So also zones, so nobody can complain. You also, you'll find a lot of the benefit is that it also helps your team. When you start growing, you need to be honest with yourself to see that, okay, I've outgrown my current conditions or my current work conditions, and I now need to find something else, because now I'm adding team members, and it's easier for team members to then start working from there. Because remember, there's this inherent thing in your back of your mind, you're working at your boss's house.
Right.
For me as an employee, would feel a bit weird about that.
No, that's true.
It's like you just woke up and you're still in your pajamas.
And we have a meeting.
You know, it just feels bad. A lot of people do this on Zoom calls. They still, you know, they put up a suit jacket.
But they're still in the pajamas.
But they still have shorts on. You know, and this is what happens in complexes. So it adds a lot to the environment that you're creating, the camaraderie,
even the culture of your organization.
You smack bam on the head.
Yeah.
Culture of your organization. What are you sending out to the public? Am I a trustworthy business? Am I large enough to actually pay rent? You know, it adds to credibility.
Yeah.
So I think those are some of the major benefits, noticeably. Also, you don't have to keep worrying about, am I ticking off somebody, because this is what the complex was designed for. I am doing the business.
Absolutely.
As I stipulated.
All right, we'll leave it here for today. Thank you so much, Philip. That's our broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.